Welcome to Chat About. Chat About today, sponsored by the Bemidji Chrysler Center, Honda of Bemidji, Higgins Heating, Air Conditioning and Refrigeration, and Beltrami Electric Cooperative. Doubleheader today, we're going to hear from Barry and Brad about the block party. And Danae Alamano is back, this time to talk about the United Way's wine and beer tasting coming up next week. Couple of things to put on your calendar on Chat About. We are talking block party, in particular the St. Philip's Catholic Church block party, which is coming up this Saturday already. We have Brad Olson and Barry Karpinski here. So you're the party animals of the St. Philip's Catholic community?
You could say that. I mean, no roaring going on here, but
we just like to get together and have a lot of fun.
So this has been going on how many years now?
This is our third year doing it. We had to take a couple years off, but like I said, we're doing it. This is our third time doing this, and every year before this, it's been a lot of fun. Great gathering opportunity for the community.
Yeah, it's fun to get together, and it's open to everybody. We want not just members of the church to come, but we want the community to come and come see what we have to offer. It's fun to get to block off a road just outside the church there and have live music and games and food. There's adult beverages as well, and just a great opportunity to get together.
So how did this come about?
You know, the committee, it used to be a different event a long time ago, and the committee decided to kind of rebrand it a little bit here about 5 years ago now, and we really wanted to get the community together, to be more than just the church itself, but to bring the community together and have fun and just showcase whatever that Bemidji is such an awesome town to be in.
Right. We wanted something that is something that everybody in the whole community felt comfortable with and could just get together and just very relaxed, laid back, and just come together as a community.
And so you do this by blocking off the street in front of St. Phillips and having fun.
You got it.
We do. We've got live music out there. There's a cornhole tournament. We get inflatables in. Depending on what happens, we try to get the fire department there with the truck. There's a bake sale. There's bingo. There's just lots of different variety of things to do, and all throughout the 3 to 9 o'clock hour that we've got the event.
Okay, so 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. this Saturday. Come one, come all. Don't need to bring any money.
If you want to participate in the games, get food and all that, you'll need to bring money with for that. There's a silent auction, too, so you can come bid on some things, too. I walked by the prizes the other day. There's some pretty cool things to bid on.
Right. But, and if you can't make it down to the block party but are interested in the silent auction, visit the St. Philip's Facebook page. You'll see a link there, and you can bid online if you want to check all that out, too.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at the list. There's a whole bunch of things to do, as you noted. And yeah, when you want to do some things, you probably have to spend a little money. But if you just want to come hang out, you can come hang out, right?
Right. There's no charge to come join us. You can just wander around and, yeah, spend as much or as little money as you want.
Rain or shine, you're doing this thing.
Rain or shine.
We've said an extra prayer to up above or whatever to see if we can get it. So it's the shine.
Okay. Well, tell me a little bit about how this has resonated with the community. Have you had good crowds in the past?
We really have. I think I think last year probably between 750 and 1,000 people probably were there at some point throughout the course of the day. So it's a lot of good people, and great way to interact with the community too. And
one of the coolest things that I've experienced being involved with this event is just wandering around the festival grounds and realizing how many people I don't recognize from St. Philip's, and that it is a community event.
Well, how did you guys get involved in this?
Well, they were just looking at reworking this event, like Brad had said earlier, and looking for people to raise their hand and volunteer, and we chose to.
Yeah, and our kids go to school there too, and so it was a great way to be able to give back to the school and the church that we're part of.
But how many people overall are involved in making this thing work?
Well, our committee that plans it, there's about probably 10 of us. But total number of volunteers that we're going to have volunteering in some aspect is probably close to 200.
Okay. Well, I mean, I work very closely with a division of St. Philip's Catholic Church every
I don't know, January through June with the Knights of Columbus Walleye Classic. So familiar with a lot of the people there, and just really active, active people in that church.
It is. There's a lot of great things going on year-round. Like you said, I'm involved with the Walleye Classic as well there, so I get to be part of that with you too. But yeah, there's it's great to see the involvement that the church has with the community.
Okay. And again, this is absolutely free just to come hang out. If you want to take part in some of the activities, obviously need to have some cash. But we've got a carnival, we got inflatables, food and drink, beer garden, live music, cornhole tournament, silent auction, as you noted, the 50-50 raffle, bake sale, and bingo. Can't have a block party without bingo.
Exactly.
I mean, and church bingo, you know, I mean, that's like, since the founding of America, that's like been a tradition, right?
Yeah, it is. And you mentioned cash. We also do take credit cards too. So,
oh, okay.
We're moving up in the world.
We're all modern. All right. One more time. When and exactly where?
All right. This is going to be this Saturday on Beltrami Avenue, right in front of the St. Philip's Church and School. Come on down. Starts at 3 o'clock. We're going to wrap things up about 9 o'clock. You can come as early in that 3 to 9 span as you want, or as late, or somewhere in the middle. Doesn't matter. Just show up whenever you want.
Okay. Brad Olson and Barry Karpinski. Yeah, Brad and Barry. It's a great committee name, Brad and Barry. Brad and Barry of the Block Party, the St. Philip's Catholic Community's Block Party, this Saturday, 3 to 9. Guys, thanks for being here today.
Thanks.
Thanks, Kev.
Look who's back. It's Danae Alamano, the executive director of the United Way of Bemidji area. Get used to her. She's got a lot of stuff to talk about. It's campaign time, right?
It is, and thank you for letting me come on to share.
Absolutely. I mean, this is, well, you kind of get it going with the United Way fishing tournament.
Mm-hmm.
But that's so spread out that, you know, it's just kind of, it's kind of a unique event in its own.
Mm-hmm.
But now we get into some of these concentrated events where a lot of cool things will be happening. And the first of those is right before, and I mean right before September, yep. August 31st, and something you guys have been doing for how many years now?
It's our 21st annual.
21 years of
yep.
that.
Yeah. Wine and beer tasting.
Mm-hmm. The United Way Wine and Beer Tasting, which I presume is on the shores of Lake Bemidji out at Rutgers again this year?
It sure is. We're excited. We're expanding a little bit from the ballroom to a tent just right outside the patio, too, is all connected. It'll all be connected, but just to allow for a little more space and a few more vendors.
Okay, well, mm-hmm. I think a lot of people will love that idea of maybe mm-hmm. on a beautiful night being to be outside
yeah.
and taking advantage of that as well.
We're hopeful, that's for sure.
Well, obviously, this is a very, very, very popular event.
It is. Well, it's a fun one.
Yeah.
you can purchase tickets. They're $25, and you can either purchase for 5 o'clock or 6:30 are the
okay.
two time frames to come in. And we have quite a few vendors this year, and maybe I'll just read them off if that's
sure,
okay with you.
Sure, absolutely.
We've got Bemidji Brewing, Burnix, Cantilever Distillery, Castle Danger Brewery, D&D Beverages, Lake of the Woods Brewing, McKinnon Company, Northern Liquor, Postus Wine Company, Rootstock Wine Company, and then our cheese pairings from Lukens Village Foods. And we still have vendors signing up, but that's who we have confirmed so far.
Okay. Yeah, it's just kind of a cool night where you
mm-hmm.
sample some things you probably have never heard of.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those have then become kind of a regular for me.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
so
great.
You discover stuff.
You do. And I mean, we call it a wine and beer tasting, and it is, but there's also seltzers and other different things. I know that Cantilever, for example, is going to be highlighting a gin that they distill mm-hmm. Up in International Falls. So you never know what you might be trying.
Well, and every time I go there, I find out about these little towns like Hallock or
yeah.
that they've got these things going on. I'm going, really?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
It is really neat. Yeah. But it's just, I mean, it's a fun social time. We'll have a nice silent auction too. It's all going to be online. So if you know, sign up for 5 o'clock, you'll find out by the end of the night if you won or not. If you were part of silent auction last year, we upgraded a little bit to, you'll get a text if you get outbid, if it's
oh.
something you really want. So that's part of it as well.
Okay. And we'll recap it in a little while. But again, this is just kind of the kickoff to what's coming up for the United Way campaign. And when we return with Danae Alamano, we will find out about some of the other cool stuff that will be happening very, very soon. Welcome back to Chat About. Danae Alamano, the Executive Director of the United Way of Bemidji Area, my guest, and we are talking about, well, we were talking about their first big event of the campaign, and that's the Wine and Beer Tasting, which is coming up August 31st. After that, it just gets crazy.
It does.
So I mean, the campaign is just full of all kinds of cool stuff going on. So guide us through what's going to happen in the next couple of months.
Sure. So after Wine and Beer Tasting on the 31st, we kick off our campaign officially on September 20th. And our kickoff this year is going to be Backpack Buddies Packing. Kev will be there live we pack away for our weekend food packs for kids. And what we're kicking off for the community is the community campaign. A lot of the funds that we raise through the campaign are raised through payroll deductions. So it's businesses that allow their staff to voluntarily, you know, maybe give $5 a paycheck, maybe more, maybe less. But that all adds up to our end result from the year of what we raise. We also receive, you know, residential gifts and corporate gifts and different things. But that's what we're kicking off, is that workplace campaign piece.
Okay.
And then the following day, we come hang out with you for our business blitz day, where our own partner agencies, so we raise all these funds and then we allocate them back out to community, local nonprofits that are working with the people who need the help the most. Okay. But they help us that day, making corporate asks to business, small businesses around the community. And from there, we have our trap tournament on September 28th, which is always a fun one, just getting different groups of people going. And then we hit October with Restaurant Week and Movie Days and our Women United Tribute Awards.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you'll be back in to talk about all of those things, but it's all part of the campaign. And
we can't forget about Autumn Hoopla.
Oh, yes. Yeah. our brand new Paul Bunyan Broadcasting Out of Hoopla to benefit the United Way, which is Saturday, October 7th. Mm-hmm. We already had Danae on Chat About to talk about that. Mm-hmm. But I think at this point, we're still taking vendors. So if you want to be part of it, you can make a lot of money at a craft fair. Mm-hmm. And of course, your booth space, all that money goes to the United Way. Any donation you might want to make too. But just call Danae at the station here, 218-444-1500. If you want to be part of that. But yeah, that's another cool thing. Mm-hmm. And it just seems everybody starts coming up with more and more things to help the United Way.
Yeah, well, and I mean, that's a great example of, we just have two, the Beltrami Electric did their golf tournament for United Way. And just the way the businesses and community come up with great fundraisers that help the whole community. We live in a great place, a place that cares.
And the campaign officially ends when?
The workplace campaign officially ends at the end of October, and we're fundraising all the way through the end of the year. So,
and you know, in addition to the money you distribute, you do a lot of things yourself. Like we just talked last week, the Stuff of Us thing that was run by the United Way. Mm-hmm. The Backpack Buddies is run by you guys. Mm-hmm. You do holiday gifts for kids, which will be coming up in late November into December. And I know there's more.
Yeah, we have Coats for Community, same day as Autumn Hoopla.
Yeah.
We have our Thanksgiving meals with 209 and Red Stew, where we make a Thanksgiving meal for families in need. And we also have Wheels to Work. It's our newest program, partnering with Don Dillinger and the Technical College Mechanics Program to do car repairs for families. So there's always a lot. We have more, but that's all the fall things are right there. Imagination Library is another program, books for kids ages 0 to 5. And then we have a program we call Beyond the Funding, where we help our partner agencies do back-end work so they can work with more clients. We might be grant writing, we might be building a website for them, doing different marketing pieces, all kinds of things. Whether it's us or a connection we have, we try to make that happen at no cost or a low cost so that they can keep moving along.
Well, I tell you, one of the things that has impressed me so much with your leadership, Danae, is just the way it's growing, both in the gifts you've been able to get for your campaigns and your staff. And what a crew you have now.
I know, they're pretty fantastic.
They're pretty cool. Yeah.
You know, you don't always get to keep what you have, but I would love to if I can. But yeah, we have, you know, kind of two sides to our small team. The fundraising side, where we're really working hard on the campaign, and then the impact side, where we're working on our programming and different initiatives that we help with, like the food shelves. Mobile food pantry was an example of an initiative we started and handed over to the food shelf. But yep, so two sides of the team coming in, a one-woman show. It's nice to have it, to say I have a team.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Let's touch on Women United for a second, as I know you give out some awards and you're going to be looking for nominations soon. Mm-hmm. So what are the awards that you give out, and if somebody's got some ideas, how do they get that info to you?
Yeah, well, our event is at the end of October, and we'll open up nominations here really soon, starting early September. But people can nominate a woman who just does great things in our community. It's a really short nomination form. And then our committee will follow up with you. It's a committee of volunteers to do a larger Zoom interview where, you know, if you nominated someone, Kev, and then the committee would be asking you to, well, who else knows her well, you know, mm-hmm. get those other family members or workers or volunteers that she works with to also be in that interview.
Okay.
So we can learn as much as we can about her. Okay. And then the committee does some individual voting that adds up to, you know, who are our top five, and those top five will receive the award at the end of October and be recognized by the community. It's just a way to bring the community together and celebrate what women are doing in Bemidji.
And one other question, people listening saying, oh, well, they're doing some cool things, I want to help.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get plugged in with United Way?
It's not hard. You can call us. Otherwise, we do have a volunteerbemidji.org website. On our website, it says contact us. You can go there to contact us, too. And we're pretty diligent about getting back to people quickly.
Is there any area which you need some volunteers right now, besides all of them?
Yeah, right. Well, we are moving out Red Pine residents from the hotels. I know it was shared earlier that we were able to find a place for every Red Pine resident, which is a huge deal.
Yes.
'Cause United Way has been hosting a fund to help cover costs of hotel and moving fees.
Okay.
And as they continue to move into their new places, we need to move their stuff out of storage and into their new homes, and looking for volunteers. I can't give you to, you know, tomorrow at 2:00 at this moment, but if you're interested in being on our list of movers, we will happily reach out to you.
Okay.
When I know we just had the men's hockey team, the whole team showed up to help move two residents into their new place. So lots of different people and different groups and helping out in that way. But that's one major need right off the cuff.
Okay. Before we wrap it up, let's get back to the wine and beer tasting. Mm-hmm. Again, the who, what, when, where, and why.
Yes, it is August 31st from 5 to 8 p.m. at Rutgers. And you can purchase tickets either, if you want a physical ticket, you can go right to Rutgers and buy that. It's $25. Otherwise, we have tickets to purchase online as well.
Okay, just at your website.
Mm-hmm. At our website, okay. UnitedWayBemidji.org.
And same price.
Same price, $25. Right. Bucks.
Okay, and there's two sessions. You choose the 5 o'clock or the 6:30 session.
Right, yep. So sometimes people just come right after work and then they eat dinner at Rutgers after, or vice versa. They might eat first and then come. But both sessions usually fill up pretty quickly, so get your tickets.
Danae Alamano is the executive director of the United Way of Bemidji Area. Our guest today, and probably many times before the end of the campaign. Danae, thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
Chatabout has been sponsored by Beltrami Electric Cooperative, Higgins Heating, Air Conditioning, and Refrigeration, and the Bemidji Chrysler Center, Honda of Bemidji. On tomorrow's Chatabout, we will hear from Support Within Reach about the Human Trafficking Task Force in the area. That's it for today. I'm Kev Jackson. Thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us.